potential drama with the new Congress. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Lawmakers are back at work in Washington tomorrow, but the House won't get any work done until a new speaker is elected.
Republican Kevin McCarthy's quest for 218 votes to become the next speaker of the House is facing some hurdles. Fellow Republican Bob Good from Virginia believes a vote for McCarthy would be a vote for the status quo.
It's worth it to fight for a few hours or even a few days to get the best possible person for speaker.
When pressed on Fox and Friends, Good wouldn't say who he believes has the best chance of beating the California Republican. Fox News reports McCarthy met with Republicans over the weekend to discuss concerns and made the pitch that Congress is broken and needs to change. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs has already announced that he will challenge McCarthy for House Speaker.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. The first bill teed up in the House tomorrow afternoon would scrap funding for the IRS to hire 87,000 new agents, but nothing can get a vote without first electing a speaker. Thousands are paying their respects to former Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican ahead of his funeral on Thursday.
Some of the faithful had already waited hours by the time St. Peter's Basilica was opened to the public. The Pope Emeritus lies with his head on crimson pillows, his hands clasped around a rosary. While many locals came to pay their respects, others came from farther afield. Father George Ngosa, a priest from Zambia.
It's a beautiful experience, but also it's humbling for me, yeah, as a priest to get to have this experience in Rome.
Benedict's funeral on Thursday will be watched around the world as one pope lays another to rest. For now, people stand in line to say a personal goodbye.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Russia says 63 soldiers were killed in a Ukrainian rocket attack in Moscow-controlled part of Donetsk. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The new year always brings new laws, but some states could look at additional changes to impact voting.
We saw states like Georgia, Texas, and Florida already pass election reform-related laws after 2020. Now more new rules may be on the way. Georgia may reconsider holding general election runoffs. In Ohio, lawmakers may try to get a measure on the ballot that would require a 60% threshold in order for a constitutional amendment to pass. In Minnesota, the Secretary of State says he hopes lawmakers adopt automatic voter registration. But a lot of attention is on Texas, where lawmakers can pre-file drafts of proposed legislation. One would allow the state to assign a prosecutor focused on election crimes. Another would create a force of officers to investigate election-related claims. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The slate's been wiped clean for many in Connecticut with cannabis convictions.
Thousands of convictions of low-level cannabis possession have been cleared from the records of Connecticut residents as part of a 2021 cannabis legalization bill signed by Governor Ned Lamont. As of yesterday, the records were fully or partially erased using an automated erasure method. Other record erasures under the state's so-called clean slate law will begin in the second half of the year. Those eligible for clean slate include people who have not had any other criminal convictions for at least 7 years, have completed sentences for all crimes they were convicted of, and meet other requirements under the laws. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Authorities at an airport in central Mexico were surprised to open a suspicious package and find human skulls inside. Mexico's National Guard says its officers were dispatched to an airport after an X-ray machine detected strange shapes in a box, which turned out to be four skulls wrapped in plastic and aluminum foil. Those skulls were being shipped from southern Mexico to Manning, South Carolina. Officials there say despite the possibility they are meant for medical study, that package may violate laws on handling of corpses. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.